It sounded like something from a movie. A cyber attack that caused chaos by shutting down America's largest fuel pipeline and a multi-million dollar ransom paid in cryptocurrency. Now US officials are boasting they've managed to get back most of the ransom paid to the Russian-based cyber gang, as David Sparks reports.
There were no sirens, car chases or raids when the US authorities brought down this criminal heist. This was law enforcement digital style.
Today, we turned the tables on DarkSide. The old adage, follow the money, still applies. And that's exactly what we do.
US Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco says finding the money wasn't easy, but it means DarkSide, the Russian cyber gang allegedly responsible, has lost this battle.
Ransomware attacks are always unacceptable. But when they target critical infrastructure, we will spare no effort in our response. DarkSide and its affiliates have been digitally stalking U.S. companies for the better part of last year, and indiscriminately attacking victims that include key players in our nation's critical infrastructure.
DarkSide's hack into Colonial Pipeline, which supplies around half the fuel used on the U.S. East Coast, forced the company to shut down operations in early May. Colonial paid a ransom of more than $5.5 million in cryptocurrency to get itself back online. Since then, investigators have been following the money and managed to get their hands on a private key to the hacker's Bitcoin wallet. They've recovered just under $3 million. Deputy FBI Director Paula Bate says DarkSide is a serious threat to the US.
The FBI has identified more than 90 victims across multiple US critical infrastructure sectors. Those include manufacturing, legal, insurance, healthcare, and energy.
Cybercrime expert Nigel Fair from the University of New South Wales says the American authorities have good reason to celebrate.
I think it's a huge success. We hear lots and lots about ransomware. It's big globally, and we never hear anything about money being recovered. So kudos for them for doing the investigation and recovering the Bitcoin.
We're talking about DarkSide. What do we know about DarkSide?
DarkSide have been around for quite some years. They're an offshoot from another criminal group, which is an offshoot from another criminal group, and that's how they operate. But it's the affiliate model that's interesting. So they create the malicious software. They make a console and make it available to other criminals. And then when other criminals use that, they take 25% of the ransomware proceeds.
I'm just wondering how much of a blow this actually is to DarkSide. They haven't been caught or punished, have they? So for the criminal gang that's done this, isn't it a case that they haven't really lost anything?
No, look, they've lost a few million bucks, but it's been reported that they've made over $90 million in the last 18 months alone. So they're still doing okay. I think the encouragement is the money came back to the rightful owners of the money and that an investigation's taken place. Too many times we hear that these things can't be investigated and the jurisdictional issues and kind of there's always an excuse to why we can't do anything. So that's the good news story coming out of this.
What do we know about DarkSide's connection with Russia?
That's the big unknown. They operate in the state, believed to be with complete impunity as long as they don't attack any Russian targets. And whilst they don't do that, I believe they'll still be able to operate, you know, freely and whenever they like.
That's cybercrime expert Nigel Fair from the University of New South Wales, ending that report from David Sparks.